It.
You guys are good whenever.
Oh, perfect. That was perfect. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. It's the Title IX podcast on the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast Network. I'm Steph Copley, joined by Elisa Woods. Hey, Elisa.
Hiyo.
How are you?
I'm great.
We're also here with Jared. Hi, Jared.
I'm leaving that in, just so you guys know.
And by it, he's referring to Elisa's feminine belch right before I said hello.
I'm drinking a Natterday.
Which just does not feel like the appropriate, well, I was going to say it's not the appropriate fall drink, but it feels like it was 60 today, it's supposed to be 72 tomorrow, so you get a pass.
Listen, it's the appropriate Elisa drink. I feel like Natterdays are really like me as a beer.
I can accept that.
Maybe. A little trashy, a little sweet.
I was going to say sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wouldn't call you trashy, but you said it, whatever.
You didn't know me in college.
Thank God for that.
I think you would have liked me.
We have some breaking news before we do anything else. Can I get... That's Elisa's breaking news sounder. Yeah. Jared confirmed that he believes Elisa is funny.
It's true.
I was here.
Guys.
He said it.
I don't know why this is such breaking news.
He said I'm funny.
Because you don't give compliments out very often, Jared. When you do...
I'm just cold soul. I'm sorry.
You are a cold soul. So when you do, it makes us feel all warm and fuzzy.
Put that on my headstone. Jared thinks I'm funny.
That'd be a sad, sad existence. So tonight on the pod, it's election eve. We're recording at 8:15 p.m. on November 2nd, 2020. So when you listen back to this in 20 years, now you know. It's going to be... we're going to do some election discussions at the end of the pod. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm pretty pumped for it.
Literally all I prepped for, so I'm going to wing the rest of this.
Then I want to say don't tweet at me about whatever is discussed on this podcast.
It's fun stuff, guys. Oh, yeah, it's not real politics.
Okay. No, it's not real.
Jeez.
I mean, we wish it was real politics.
Yeah, it's going to be.
Sometimes.
We just decided after we had such a good response to a last episode's Halloween theme, we're going to do a themed election night without any real politics.
I love a good theme.
Who doesn't love a good theme?
I love a good theme party.
I really want to do a, like, 1920s, what are they called? With the dresses and the...
I don't know.
Like a roaring 20s party.
Yeah,
or
but what are the dresses called?
Flapper dresses.
Flapper dresses. Why did Jared know that?
Sorry, I paid attention in social studies class.
I just didn't expect fashion design.
Didn't expect you to be the one to know that out of the three of us here.
I spent an entire semester as a fashion design major, and I couldn't pull that one out.
When COVID's over, can we do a roaring 20s party?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, did you have a theme for your wedding?
No. I mean... Well, what do you mean? How specific?
We can talk about this later because I don't remember what mine was, but mine was very specific.
All right.
It had something to do with the Hamptons.
No, nothing like that. All right. We'll talk about that later. Okay. Before we get to our election theme, not real politics theme, I feel like we have to talk a little bit about the Kansas game.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Then do a really quick preview of the Baylor Bears that we wish weren't in the Big 12.
Kicked them in the knee, right? Wait, what was that saying?
It was something in the elbow.
Oh, yeah. Kicked them right in the elbow.
Yeah. ... elbow. But first, before we get into any of it, we are, of course, sponsored by the Ivy College of Business at Iowa State.
Hootie hoo!
Hootie hoo! Your shout out last week was so epic.
I know.
We love the Ivy College business. We also have a new partner coming in November and December, and I'm not going to say it yet, but I'm just going to say it might involve some sugar.
Oh my gosh, you guys.
Don't say anything. Don't spoil it yet.
Hold your necks. It's going to be good.
Oh, man. We are, as a network, also, of course, fueled by Cody Road Bourbon. Find the Iowa-made whiskey today at your local liquor store. If they don't have it, demand it. And by the way, I made a hot toddy with Cody Road Bourbon. It was my first ever hot toddy. During our Zoom call with for the super duper patrons with Coach Prohm. It was delicious.
Nice.
And then the following night for Beggar's Night, I made spiced apple cider with some Cody Road Bourbon. Delightful as well.
Nice.
It was perfect for walking around with the kiddos.
I made a salted caramel apple cider with some homemade salted caramel that I had made, but it was like 7 a.m, so I didn't add any bourbon to it.
Well, that's a personal choice.
An hour later, all bets are off.
Exactly. Really quick, let's shout out our super patron tonight. It's Kelly Schmidt. Kelly and his family live in Sioux City and have been big fans of the Cyclones forever. They get to at least one football and basketball game a year, and he told us he supports Cyclone Fanatic because the Cyclone Fanatic staff is, quote, the best in the business.
God, now I'm funny and the best
that's
in the
exactly
business.
Right. Thanks, Kelly, for pumping Elisa's ego tonight.
Just add that to the bottom. I'm going to need a pretty tall headstone here. Just put me in one of those like mausoleum things.
Yeah, we'll just every time someone says something nice about you, we'll etch that in.
And you can write it on the sides. You know, like when you break your arm and people write on your cast? Just bring a Sharpie.
I believe that's called graffiti.
Oh, go for it, guys. Go for it.
Thanks to Kelly and all of our super patrons. We love all of you guys.
We love you.
Really quick, did you have a good Halloween?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did too.
It was spooky.
Spooky.
Yeah, no, nothing scary happened, which was disappointing. And nobody gave me any beers. I hear about all these people getting beers.
You mean like trickers?
Yeah.
People handing out beers or alcohol to the adults?
Yeah.
Do you think COVID had anything to do with that?
Oh, maybe.
Or do you just live in a boring neighborhood?
Well, we went out to my parents' neighborhood, and they get after it out there. They had some pretty good candy. And his neighbor, he had like my dad had like a chute that he sent the candy down. The neighbor had one that just went straight down. And I thought he could have fit a beer in there, but
like a PVC pipe.
But I also think he's the chief of police, so it would have been weird.
Would have been really great. Actually,
I should probably look that up.
Well, either way, I'm sorry. There was no alcohol. That's why you bring the spiced apple cider with the Cody Road bourbon, Elisa.
I know.
That was a beginner's rookie mistake.
I know. It really was.
You said the kids had fun. Rosa had fun.
Oh, yeah. Yep, he is the chief of police.
Okay, good.
Hey, Jeff. Yeah, they had fun. Halloween is by far Rosa's favorite holiday. I don't know how it happened. She loves all things spooky. She traded in her Elsa dress for a witch costume that I made at like 11:30 p.m. the night before.
Perfect. Plenty of time.
I have pictures of her in bed in her witch's hat.
Aww.
She demanded that she carried... The best part was she demanded she carried a broom around. And I'm like, okay, just take the broom, like the regular broom. And she goes, well, this isn't a real broom because it doesn't make me fly.
So she knows.
She knows. And then she would like carry it kind of behind her. So she was like riding it side saddle, which just killed me.
It's like in Hocus Pocus when she sits on the vacuum cleaner. That's kind of how she rides it too.
Yeah. Yeah. How about your girls?
It was good. It was, this was the first year we kind of trekked beyond just our one block square because they're both old enough to, you know, walk along with me.
Yeah.
They were great. It was, it gave me a little faith in humanity. Everyone was behaving and wearing masks and, you know, keeping their distance and but also having fun.
Yeah.
It was a really good night.
Do you have to like say trick or treat? Like, what do you say now? Like, do you have to make them say trick or treat and thank you?
Yeah, thank you especially.
Okay.
Yeah. We're getting better.
We had a long pep talk about it and I would be like, what do you say? And she'd be like, trick or treat, smell my feet. And I'm like, the other one. Please. And I'm like, no, like the third one.
It got better as we went along, but I do think it's a good, just I don't know, because it's talking to kind of a stranger, you know, which my girls are shy.
Yeah,
so it was good.
Say it louder.
Exactly.
Especially since they're like 10 feet away.
Right.
Like, shout it, girl.
Shout thank you. It was good. It was a good trick-or-treating experience.
Good. Yeah, same here.
All right, KU. It was a routing, but it didn't feel like it.
Yeah, it's like we don't play to our potential, which is frustrating, but then we still beat them by 30.
So Jared's column, I thought, Jared, you put it wonderfully. He said that we need to stop playing with our damn food. And I thought that was really well done.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Good job, Jared. That's a compliment right there.
Thank you.
We came out of the gate hot.
And then we played with our food.
Then we did. We just took our foot off the gas and like moved the peas around.
Yeah, and just kind of swirled them to make it look like we ate more.
Yeah.
I don't know. I never felt like we were going to lose.
Right.
But I also didn't feel great until midway into the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
I have the same concerns as all of you, the special team stuff.
Yeah.
The missed extra point. I was driving to Carol on the way, and I yelled, "Jesus, Sally!" And my girls thought I said, "Cheese, Sally." So for the next, like, 25 minutes, they just yelled, "Jesus, Sally!" And while I was trying to listen to John and Eric, oh. And I was just, yeah, it was great. And go ahead.
In fairness, I don't think that was his fault.
It was the hold?
Yeah, it's bad hold.
All right.
I tried to watch the hold pretty closely, and it looked okay.
Laces were in. So he kicked it off the laces.
Okay, Ace Ventura.
I'm just going to say it. Laces out, Dan.
Well, I saw that, I think it was Wide Right and Natty Light, Cole Netton said that.
Mm. Okay, well, that makes me feel better.
I'll trust Cole Netton on all things kicking for the
You know
part.
What that doesn't make me feel better about is returning the kickoff return.
Right.
I'm sick of those damn things.
Those need to stop.
Maybe Jeff Woody on Football and Random Things will make you feel better.
I haven't listened yet.
He said what he thought happened, so.
Okay.
I think that this
Look
game,
at you.
That's
make,
called a tease.
Yeah, there you go. But I felt like this game was one of those ones where, like, they came out, scored 14 points. They knew going in, like, that they were going to be better than Kansas. And they were like, you know, we got to come out hot still. Like, they're still going to be. Matt Campbell talked them into thinking that they're New England Patriots.
That's right.
And then they got out there and they're like, holy cow, these guys are really bad. And they just stopped kind of carrying a little bit. They're not carrying, but they weren't as near as locked in.
Yeah. Right before they scored, I told my husband, I would like if they would challenge them to, like, hold them scoreless or something like that. Like, I feel like if you're going to play a poor team, you need a little bit more than let's beat them.
An elevated goal.
Yeah, like an elevated goal that seems like, well, that's a lofty goal. But that's what we're aiming for, is like lofty goals. Right. So I would have liked to see them hold them to a lot fewer points than they scored.
Well, we don't have to talk about this if you talked about it with Jeff, but has anyone been talking about why Breece Hall isn't getting more national attention, or am I just in my own little vacuum and I'm not noticing it?
No, I was thinking about that the other day. I have no idea why that is.
It's really, really bizarre to me.
Yeah. Brock is still he's like sixth on the Heisman odds right now. Brock is.
Brock Purdy.
Yeah.
Backfoot Brock.
Right, Backfoot Brock. And that, I looked at it and I was like, I mean, I can't argue with having an Iowa State guy right there.
No, but I mean, that's great to see.
All guys were to be him. I was like, that's just kind of
odd. I stole this from Chris's column after. I mean, I could have looked it up myself, but it was right there. So he has 901 yards and 11 touchdowns over the course of 6 games. It's 150 yards a game. Like, why are we not discussing this?
I think that I kind of feel this. So I feel the same way about Iowa State and Brock Purdy, is that they're not playing to their full potential. However, they're outstanding. They're playing outstanding.
Right.
I feel like he is playing to
Breece,
his full.
You mean?
Yeah. Yeah, Breece is playing to his full potential. I don't think Brock Purdy is playing to his full potential.
I would agree with that. So why is it?
And he's still incredible. But it's like Breece is like whatever's higher than incredible. And he's consistent, which is really nice.
Yes.
And that's what I think the Heisman should be, is a consistent player. Somebody who you know is going to come out and give 110%.
Not a flash in the pan.
Right.
Yeah.
And which I don't think that Brock Purdy is a flash in the pan at all.
No. I know that's what you're not. Yeah. But I don't get it. I don't know if it's. I always fall back. Oh, well, it's because we're Iowa State. But that doesn't make sense when you consider Brock still getting discussed.
Yeah.
And I don't know that Breece will win the Doak Walker Award just because of how good Najee Harris
is.
And he obviously plays for Alabama.
Yep.
But if he is at not minimum a finalist, then it will be the biggest highway robbery since the Bob Cousy Award in 2017.
Wow.
And they left Monte Morris off their list of finalists.
Listen.
But
how'd that turn out? Who won?
I have no idea who won it.
See, that's how it turned out. We don't know.
Probably Frank Mason, actually. Wasn't he? I think that probably would have been right. But I just was like, I don't know how anyone could not have Breece Hall as if not first team All-American, he's got to be a second team All-American right now.
I don't understand it. I mean, like I said, sometimes I worry that I'm in my own vacuum, and I know Iowa State fans are questioning why he's not getting more attention. I don't know. I don't have the answer. National writers who are listening to us, please tell us the answer. Okay.
I mean, I would like to think that they have one for you, but they probably don't.
I don't think they do. The other cool part about this is Purdy now has 50 career touchdown passes, which ties Brett Maier, our own Brett Maier, for the most in program history. So I thought that was a nice little tidbit, too.
I love it.
He can also move into a tie for the most rushing touchdowns by a quarterback at Iowa State this weekend. I mean, he needs one more.
Mm-hmm. He'll get it.
To get tied.
Yeah.
There's something else I think that he was right there at the top four that I was looking at the other day. But no, okay, I think it's just that one.
Takeaway, it wasn't perfect, but we're 4-1 in the conference heading into November, so I'm cool with it.
What year were we wondering who won the Bob Cousy Award?
2017.
Frank Mason.
Oh, look at Jared with that poll. What do you feel? What do you think about Baylor?
I don't know. I mean, their offense is really bad.
They haven't played 2 weeks in a row yet. Like, they just can't play. They don't play very often. Is my issue. Like, guys,
didn't they just play 2 weeks in a row?
I don't know. Listen, they just don't play very often.
Because they were off because of COVID, weren't they? Though.
Well, yeah, but
they played TCU this last week, right? No, two. Wait.
And then they played Kansas the week before that.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, your analysis sucks, Elisa.
Listen, I can't stand them.
I think that's fine. I think we all agree.
So I heard on the Coach's Corner, who was on there, Bill Finley was like, I just wish that it would like snow and everything. Like, I just can't let go of them not letting us have the tents. I just can't let go.
Well, here's
go
the
of
deal.
That.
I did the same exact thing. I looked at the forecast. It's 68 and sunny right now, which is fabulous for all of you wonderful people going to Jack Trice. And I'm running a half marathon on Saturday, by the way. It's going to be good for me. Yeah. However,
you buried the lead.
I wish it was 35 below zero and blustery and like ice pellets into their eyes.
Right. And then we said, oh, I'm sorry. Did
no
we
heaters
get,
for you.
Yeah, did we get those little hand heaters, those little thermo hand things approved?
Sorry,
no.
Not approved.
Give them back.
Thank you, next.
Who knew that all it took for it to be beautiful at Jack Trice Stadium in November was a Texas team coming to Ames?
Some crap, if you ask me.
I know.
I don't have anything to say about Baylor. I don't think they're very good, and I hope we kick their arses.
I was listening to some Baylor podcasts today.
Did they have a good
nickname
for Brock?
No, they didn't. They actually didn't talk about Iowa State because it was last week's, which it might be why I didn't think that they had played 2 weeks in a row. Because I just realized that it was Thursday's game and today is Monday. Or it was Thursday's podcast and today is Monday. Right. And there's been a week between then that they played.
Yes. So they have. Yeah. Okay.
So that makes sense. That makes more sense. But they're just... what they are is they're mad at Baylor Twitter. That's what the podcasters are the most mad at. So I feel like the fan base is just kind of imploding, which is enjoyable.
It's very enjoyable.
Yeah.
I'm here for it.
Yeah. But, I mean, they just kind of say, like, you know, new coaching staff, and they haven't gotten a lot of time to play together. They're not – their kicker was really great last year, hasn't been so great this year.
That's shaking my head because I don't care.
That's just the vibe of the team. There's two dudes who, like, threatened to quit.
Good, let them.
And then Baylor Twitter said, you're lying. They didn't actually say that. And then, like, Baylor media was like, yeah, they did say that. And then Twitter's like, no, they didn't.
I have so much disdain for the Baylor Bears.
Me too. So, that's just the vibe of them. I don't know what to expect, which is frustrating. But I would like for Brock Purdy to get a little more time in the pocket. That is my one request.
Okay.
Please.
That's Elisa's request for Saturday. I would also, similarly to how I wanted to just kick Kansas's ass, I want to kick Baylor's ass.
What Baylor podcast did you listen to?
The first one that showed up on my podcast.
It was a very scientific analysis.
I know that
analysis.
Sikkim 365 has a pretty good one.
I think that was it.
Okay. Yeah, they just came out with a new one today. Where apparently they talked to Dave Aranda. And now I see that they had the Hardwood podcast on Friday with Scott Drew. So I'm going to have to add that one to my queue.
Well, that must have come out right after I mean, I was listening to it pretty late.
I've said this before, but I'm just going to say it again. Shout out to you, Jared, and Rob, and Chris for all your coverage. You guys do such a good job on game days. And to Jacqueline for her awesome graphics, and Matt with all the new game day production. I feel like we're rolling right now, and I like it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Look at that, another compliment. I'm still waiting for mine, but it's fine. it'll come. We have a lot of podcasts left. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to get to our election coverage. But before we do that, we also need to mention that we're brought to you by Authentic Brand. Authentic Brand is more than just your source for official Cyclone gear. With an amazing team of designers, Authentic Brand can custom manufacture polo shirts, jackets, caps, bags, and beyond for your team or small business. Check them out at authentic-brand.com. Look authentic, feel authentic, be authentic. We'll be right back. All right, we're back. And before we get into the election stuff, I have two things to say.
looking at?
Oh, I'm looking at everybody that Joe Rogan's had on his podcast recently.
Clearly, he's locked and loaded.
He was just, like, looking at something salivating.
Oh, no, Joe Rogan was trending, and I was like, who has Joe Rogan had on that he could be trending? He's, like, always a big podcast.
Yeah.
It was Alex Jones. That's who it was.
Oh, okay.
I already listened to that one.
In happier news, did you see Sue Bird and Megan Rapinoe are engaged?
Did I see that? Did I tell you that?
You told me. You told me. I'd seen it a couple minutes before you told me, but I didn't want to rain on your parade. Hey, I think it's great. They're like the ultimate female power couple.
Except for you and me.
Well, after. We're at the... We're duh. We're always number one. Wait, what was it? Number six on the field? Number one in your heart?
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of... This comes full circle. So I don't know what episode this was, but we were talking about how one of my high school classmates wrote on the back of his, you know, like baseball picture or whatever, number six on the field, number one in your heart. And my high school calculus teacher called me out and said that you actually had like the wrong number. And he went back and figured it out. He went back into the archives and figured it out. I was wrong.
Hilarious.
But that same teacher, I was running on Sunday morning in Carroll and I ran into him.
Oh.
And it's Mr. Durkoff. Hey, Mr. Durkoff, I love you.
Hey,
But he was on the Zoom call, the Cyclone Fanatic Zoom call with Coach Promptu. Nice. And he's like, I saw you there. So it's just kind of cool how we're keeping in touch, you know, despite I'm not in Carroll anymore. But it's great to see him and hear from him. So
that is.
There's his shout out. also, really quick, did you see ESPN did their Big 12 preview, women's basketball preview?
Yes.
Ashley Jones got picked by at least one analyst as potential player of the year. So keep your eyes open for that. I'm excited for women's basketball season. Really excited.
Yeah.
All right, should we do this?
Go for it.
I feel like we need some election music. I don't know what election. Well, I thought we could do a couple of things. We could do potential presidential and vice presidential running mates.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe some political slogans.
Oh, yeah, I got them.
Where do you want to start? Do you want to do the POTUS and VP running mates?
I kind of have both.
Oh, that's
fine.
They're
all mixed in together.
Okay, all right, perfect.
Okay.
All right, you probably have one of these. Do you have Iowa State and non-Iowa State?
No, I didn't do Iowa State.
You didn't?
No.
Okay, let me do Iowa State, okay. And we'll go back and forth.
Okay.
George and Monte.
Of course.
And George has to be the president because Monte's the assist man.
Good one. Good. But what does Naz do? Secretary of State?
Yeah, I'm cool with that. Yeah. I actually originally had Naz. I'm like, no, it has to be Monte. He's the assist man.
Yeah.
And the next one is Brett Meyer and Todd Blythe.
I thought of them too.
But Brett and Todd, I'm going to let you two fight it out on Twitter as to who's going to be the president, who's going to be the vice president.
I didn't want to brown nose too much, though.
Brown nose. Their Twitter feuds are like my all-time favorite thing. So good. All right, you go.
Are those all your Iowa State?
No, just keep go.
Oh, okay.
I have coaches too.
Okay.
We'll go back and forth.
Okay. So I have Venus and Serena.
Oh, excellent.
Serving the people of the United States. Not to be outdone by Carrie Walsh Jennings and Misty May
Trainor. They're on my list too, Lisa.
Set on serving the people of the USA. You dig? Arnold said to leave out the you dig, but I can't.
No,
you gotta have
you
it.
Can.
You gotta have it.
They were on my list too. Okay. That makes me so happy.
Okay.
I didn't have that slogan though, and I wish I would have.
Oh my gosh, I got a really good one. It'll be at the end.
Do one more.
Pete Rose, you can bet on a win. Jared's not even listening to these.
These are really
this
good,
is comedy
Jared.
Comedy gold.
Sorry.
Okay, I have a couple Iowa State coaches duos.
Okay.
These I don't have slogans with these.
Okay,
but, you know, Fred, obviously. Well, I do have a slogan for Fred, the
we'll
mayor
break
for president. No, the
okay.
mayor for president.
Okay, the mayor for president. I like that.
And Bill and Deb Fennelly, because he always calls her the first lady of Iowa State women's basketball.
That's really nice.
And then my favorite duo that I thought of, I don't have a slogan for this one, but I can't even say it without laughing. Paul Rhodes and the headset guy.
Oh, gosh.
Do you remember that?
Yes.
He has to have him as his vice presidential nominee,
right?
Because he can't go anywhere without him.
Just remember when it kept falling off.
It was so bad. The poor kid.
I know.
All right, you go.
Okay. OJ Simpson, I'll get away with the win. Do you have more?
Wait, I forgot one.
Okay.
For George, I had kiss the competition goodbye.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, thank you.
I had it started out with a kiss. How did it end up like this?
That's good, too.
That was a good one.
Yep.
If I do say so myself.
All right, you keep going. Keep going.
Okay. Dennis Rodman, excellent on foreign policy.
All I can think of is him in the documentary with his, like, yeah. just meandering answers.
Yeah. Michael Vick, I don't have a dog in the fight.
Oh. Awkward.
Barry Bonds and Lance Armstrong will do whatever it takes to win.
Awkward.
John McEnroe, if I don't win, I'll throw a fit.
Well, that's a good one.
And Dominican Sue, I'll stomp out the competition.
Oh, Lisa. These are getting progressively more uncomfortable.
Plaxico Burress, I'll try to not shoot myself in the foot again.
Again?
Okay, yeah. You, now you go.
I don't have any slogans. Okay. I was just...
Because I got one more at the very end.
All right, you hold that one, okay? You didn't do MJ and Scotty.
Oh,
there
I
had
know.
To be one
so
for that.
Here's the thing, is though, MJ, like, do you really think he would let anybody else run with him? It would just be like... He'd be like...
Fair. Very fair.
That's all
I'll
took.
Do this thing.
Yeah.
And I took it personally.
Yeah. I'm taking this personally.
I also had Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski. I feel
I
like
had
they'd
them
be good.
Too, yeah. Did I say that one? Did I say Tom Brady and Brett Favre?
No.
After this, we're going to Canada because they like switched to different teams after they'd been there for a long time. Or that you'll one. Never get rid of us.
That
That's
one's
another
better.
One.
Yeah.
Okay.
Michael Phelps and Ryan Lochte.
I had that on here too, but I couldn't think of a good, like, we're better on our back is all I could think of. It didn't really seem like a very presidential
or politically correct.
Yeah.
I love that that's the one that you took off, but you left some of those other ones on. I appreciate your judgment there. All right, I don't have any more, but I want you to save your last,
okay.
your kicker. I just went through a couple of lists of former athletes and players that, coaches who have run for office.
Hmm.
So we have Arnold Schwarzenegger, yeah. obviously. Jesse the Body.
It's not a tumor.
I love that movie.
I don't know what movie it is.
Kindergarten Cop.
Oh, cool.
It's a really good movie.
Yeah.
It's not a really good movie.
You
but
know what I thought of? I've seen Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
You want to add that to your list from
yeah.
last episode? All right,
I think I'm up to
edit.
Like four.
You are. Jesse the Body Ventura.
Yep.
Tom Osborne.
Hmm.
Yeah, state representative for, or a rep in the House,
yeah.
I think. Yeah,
yeah congressional rep. Yeah, and then he had a failed gubernatorial run in 2006.
It's okay. It worked out for the best for everybody.
Isn't gubernatorial the best word ever?
Gubernatorial.
Gubernatorial.
Anthony Gonzalez, who was a wide receiver in the NFL for 5 years, he became the first Latino to represent Ohio in Congress
oh, wow.
in 2018 as Republican. Kevin Johnson, point
mayor,
guard
mayor
for the
of Sacramento.
Yeah, for the yeah.
Didn't he like bankrupt the city of Sacramento though?
Yeah, but then I feel like he then ran again, didn't he? And win?
I can't remember. I know there was some big thing though. With
yeah, it was.
He was not a very good mayor the first time.
I was thinking yeah. though that he won and then something happened and he ran again. I could be wrong.
Guys, remember Anthony Weiner?
Yes. Is there more to that or do we just
nope.
remember? Okay.
I was going to say, wait, does he have a sports connection?
No. Nope.
Just remember. Manny Pacquiao. He is in the Philippines. He currently
oh.
sits as the chair of the Senate Public Works Committee. He's a senator. Now, to be completely frank with you, I don't know how their government is set up, but he's in the Senate in the Philippines. And I feel like we have to end it with Tommy Tuberville, who's running for Senate in Alabama against Doug Jones.
Do you guys remember when he was caught on the hot mic talking about how he like needed to take a crap or something like that?
No, after? But I am not surprised one bit.
Man, that guy is something else.
He sure is. He sure is. And then I had a list of future potential politicians.
Yeah.
The Rock has thrown it around.
I'd vote for him.
No matter what. I love that guy. Megan Rapinoe, I feel like, could.
Yeah.
Actually, a lot of WNBA players.
I think Chris Paul could. I mean, not everybody likes him, but I think that he would.
I'd throw in. On my list, I had Megan Rapinoe, and then I had like a bunch of WNBA players, and then LeBron is. I don't know necessarily if he'd ever run, but I feel like he is so outspoken that at some point in his career he might.
Yeah.
Venture or at least support. I don't know. I think it's going to be more and more common as we go forward.
Yeah.
Because it seems to be the trend.
Definitely.
I don't know. Do you think LeBron can get a could win with just his high school education?
Can't decide.
I mean, that would be quickly. You know that would be the first thing that anybody he ran against would bring up. You really gonna trust a guy who only has a high school diploma?
Yes.
In Iowa, we did.
Crickets.
Awkward. Kim Reynolds.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. I mean, she eventually got there
while she was in office as VP.
Oh, okay.
VP?
VP.
VG.
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 That sounds really bad. Yeah, she didn't have her degree.
Oh, I didn't.
But she does now.
She does now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy for her. Congratulations.
Congratulations, Governor Reynolds.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say about that. All right. That's all I have. So okay, I just want you to drop
my last
this
one.
Let me prepare
I'm
mentally.
I'm afraid it's not going to be funny.
What is it?
It's my last duo that I think should run for president and vice president. Tonya Harding and Nancy Kerrigan. Either we buried the hatchet or why not vote for us? That's a good one. I thought Jared might be too young to understand that one.
That moment, it is etched in my memory for all of eternity.
Not vote for us.
Can you imagine if those two got together? Just
in the same room.
Yeah. All right, that's our election coverage. I hope this isn't our last episode ever. I hope the world doesn't burn tomorrow. But it could. All I have to say is be kind to each other, people, no matter what. Be kind. Elisa? I'm looking at you.
There's some people I'm probably not going to be kind to, but...
Just do your best, okay?
Okay, I'll do
my
best.
I'll rephrase. Do your best to be kind.
If you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all.
Listen, I will make good decisions.
Make good Twitter and tweeting decisions tomorrow, people.
Oh, I'm not going to tweet anything. I'm not going to tweet.
That wasn't directed at you.
Single thing.
That was just at the world.
Yeah. I'll make good decisions.
All right. Well, and we'll be back in a couple of weeks. Did you want to do a special episode that we talked about? Do we want to mention it now?
Yeah, but I don't know what it is, but I want to do it.
You don't remember?
No.
All right, cover up your mic for a second.
Oh, yeah. Should we do it next time?
Yeah, let's do
it
next time.
This is just on the fly.
You do it.
We want to do a mailbag, guys. I didn't even let you get it out. Guys, send us questions, whether they're questions about how we got to be so pretty.
Or successful. Or funny.
What Jared does with his money bags. Just any questions. But seriously, probably sports questions would be most ideal. They could be Iowa State sports. They could be women's sports. They could be men's sports. They could be...
NASCAR.
They could be horse racing. Equine sports, you know, whatever. Ask us questions.
So are we asking, how are they asking us? Are they sliding into our DMs?
How are they going to contact us?
Tell me, Elisa. How?
Send Jared an email.
Don't send Jared an email.
Guys,
he'll never respond.
We did not think this one through. But yeah, probably slide into our DMs.
Okay.
Title IX. Pod.
Or if you follow us personally on Twitter, that'll work too.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm pretty famous on Twitter though, so I might not see it.
Elisa had a tweet that went viral.
I did.
It was about
500 likes.
It was about Jay Cutler of all
I know, of
things.
All people. Go back and like it so I can get to 6,000.
She really needs vindication. Okay.
I do. I need validation.
Validation,
in my life,
that's
you
what
guys.
I meant.
I'm an Enneagram 3. I'm an Enneagram 3. I need validation.
I still haven't figured out my Enneagram?
I'm going to figure it out for you. Okay. And you're not going to be pleased what I come up with.
That's fine. It's my own fault at this point.
What if Jared was like, oh, yeah, I'm a Enneagram 9? He has no idea. But it would be really funny if he just knew.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's fine. Like, it's like astrology. Wait, astronomy? Wait, what is it?
I'm a Gemini, for example.
Right. It's like that, but less about the moon phases and more about, like, your attitude.
So it's like your horoscope.
Horoscope.
That's the word.
Okay. So let's just recap this episode. Jared knew the word horoscope and flapper dresses before either of us. So clearly we are functioning at full brain power right
now. I'm like 43%.
If that.
To be totally honest. Typically.
Oh, we've got off the rails. We need to be done. Okay. All right, send us your questions for the next episode.
Into our DMs.
Slide into those DMs. Anyway, all right. So we play Baylor. Let's kick their arse. In the meantime, go Cyclones.
Go State.